Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Blessings of Christ on this 26th day of June. I am so happy to be here, despite all the minor and unexpected confusions that keep happening in this ever-changing world. I think we'll probably get used to it, but right now, sometimes it's like pebbles in your shoe, and I'm sure you know what that feels like. So nothing really to complain about, but enough to stop and shake your shoe out. So, I try to keep a little sense of humor about all of this, even though some of the things going on in the world are really quite serious, and we take them with deep compassion in our hearts and deep consideration in our consciousness and in our life. And we come here for many reasons. We come here to rejoice in our relationship to God, to rejoice in our community and those who come to be with us and wish us well, and we they. And we come here for a world that needs really a lot of help in moving forward without stumbling and falling, without falling into chaos, without cultivating negative attitudes that will serve no purpose and which everyone will eventually regret, except that maybe there was a lesson or two to be learned. Other than that, how much better it will be if we can just reside in peace with one another and learn as we go, strengthen our faith, and receive the blessings of God every step of the way. I have so much to be grateful for personally, and I want to apologize that I have not gotten the announcement for the blessing seminar to you yet. You will receive it tonight. It is in the works now, and there were several developments that needed to occur before we knew that it was something we could stand on firm ground and be there. Number one was my health condition with my spine. It took a little turn of surprise 2 weeks ago, and the doctor said, well, you know, we may be getting you into surgery. Immediately when he said that, I thought, oh, my goodness, no, I cannot have other people make a commitment on my timeline right now. I've got to work this out. So I worked with the doctor, but most of all, I spoke with Yeshua. He came actually for a visit that was visible, palpable. He was standing there, and he said, Glenda, stop your worry. You'll be fine. This seminar will go off. And I said, really? And I'm going to be fine? And he said, yes, you're going to be fine. Well, I want to tell you, everyone, that as of 3 days ago, I have no pain anywhere. Anywhere. And I tested all the places that would kick pain into a level 10, screaming pain. No pain at all. No matter what position I get in, no matter what I do, no matter how big a box I try to lift, no pain. I work now an 8-hour day. I'm a little tired at the end of the day because I'm still healing from three years of challenge. But I'm fine. I'm fine. He said it was going to be fine, and by goodness, it's fine. So I got busy. Your promotion is going out. You will receive it tonight, and I can't wait to see you. And I want to say something else that I learned in this process of worry and vacillation and a little bit of, I wouldn't say loss of faith, but lack of confidence, personal confidence. I realized I was creating it. I was creating the lack of confidence all by myself. I didn't need anything else to create it. And it partly was because of an attitude I was placing upon my life in relation to what I've experienced in the last 3 years. There are two things we can pretty much count on in this universe, at least on the material side of the universe. Love is quite an exception to this, and of course God is a total exception to this. But in the material creations, we can pretty much count on momentum providing us an indication from yesterday what likely will be tomorrow. And after 3 years of this, I got to thinking, well, how is this going to all clear up soon enough? That was my focus upon momentum. The other thing we can pretty much count on in the material universe, and again, God is an exception to that. Love is an exception, but we live in the world, and sometimes we are really in the world. We're not able to step outside it the way Yeshua and the angels can. So the other thing, that second thing, is the law of cause and effect. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. Every scientist who's ever lived would confirm that. They would agree. No exception from a scientific perspective. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Well, so I'm thinking, okay, well, if I got into this condition by stressing myself, what's going to happen if I build up to more stress? Equal and opposite reaction. But that's not true for God. And it gave me a tremendous lesson and enlightenment on the subject of forgiveness. You know, it's not always somebody else we need to forgive, or even ourselves we need to forgive. Sometimes we just need to forgive a buildup of circumstances that nobody caused. Nobody sent upon us as a plague. It was a buildup because of what the world is going through. And when we don't forgive that, we stay attached to it. When we stay attached to it, we stay in the world, right? That's where we get our connection, is that attachment. We're in the world. So I wasn't really ready yet to forgive everything that came upon me for the last 3 years, because it involved Larry's suffering and his passing and my hardship and almost financial disaster and deterioration of my health. And I wasn't ready to let go of that. I wanted to fix it. You know, we think by staying attached to things, we can fix it. But I want to tell you something that really, really relates to the blessing and to what you're going to learn in the blessing seminar. And I needed to remind myself of that again, is most things we can't fix. But if we let go of them, God fixes them. As long as we stay attached to whatever it is we don't want, whether it's just circumstance or somebody hurt us or conditions of the world or something we don't like about ourselves, whenever we stay attached, we're going to stay in the material world. And we find two laws. Actually, there's three laws that are almost immutable. I'll tell you the third one in a minute. The first one is the law of momentum. You stay immersed in the physical, material world. Momentum's going to keep rolling right through you. I'm a witness to that, okay? And this is why the poor keep getting poorer. They keep saying, I'm so poor. I'm so poor. I can't do anything about my condition. It hurts. And they use it to justify all of the other attitudes of negativity or resentment they have. And momentum just rolls over them. The other thing is the law of cause and effect. Okay? You got hit by something yesterday. You're going to see the effect of it tomorrow. It's there. Okay, well, the third one I didn't think was quite so relevant, but I think just to make this a complete picture, I'm going to mention, and that's the law of gravity. I don't think anybody argues with gravity. And that's because we know that in the physical material world, it's one of those immutable laws. It just is. You jump off a house, it better not be too far from the ground, or your legs had better be pretty strong, or lots of bushes to fall through. I can tell you, when I was a little girl, I loved jumping off of my house. At the low point of the house, where my mom had some high bushes, and my legs were always scratched, but I still loved jumping off the house. And I learned to put one of her sheets over the bushes to jump into the sheets. And then I had bush marks on my leg from switching instead of scratches from the bushes. My mother did not like the fact that I was ripping her sheets. So to every action, there is a reaction. You can count on that one way or the other. Okay. But what I'm getting to here is the way out. It's the way up. Go above the material world. This is where we're going to take you in the Blessing Conference. We're going to take you to a place where these conditions, these three conditions, are not immutable. Yeshua came to tell me everything would be okay. And I tried to figure out, well, what's my doctor going to do? What am I going to do? And he said, just let go. With a tone in his voice, like, you dummy. Just let go. Let go. He of course, never says you dummy, but it's in his voice, like, Glenda, we never learn, you know. So we need to remind one another. We need to be there for one another. This is where our love lifts us up, one to the other, to a place where we're walking above these immutable laws. And we can get to the place where miracles happen. We can get to the place where love is the immutable law. No, it is. And I want to talk about that for just 1 minute, because there's a passage in Love Without End where he says, love does not hurt love. Love does not hurt love. Well, it doesn't. But you need to understand what's really going on. Because I've had people come to me and they say, I love my kids and they hate me back. What's wrong? He said, love doesn't hurt love. And it took me quite a while to think about that one. I hear that also from marriage partners as well. But I love him and he doesn't love me back, or I love her, she doesn't love me back, that sort of thing. What's wrong? Is this not a true statement? Okay, well, I want to lead you to prayer. Okay, love is actually above the material universe. It created the material universe. The material universe was not created out of love. Love created the material universe out of the mud of existence, just like God created humans out of the mud of the earth. Okay, so love is the creator. Love is the creator. And you get to this level where you're actually able to know the love that someone is, and you are the love that you are. It will never hurt. Never. Ever. But I'll tell you what does work. That's very, very similar to that. And it is in the mud of the earth. It is in this substance we call the world. It's a quick story, and I think it will actually move your heart to understand. I wouldn't take your time if I didn't think it was valuable. I was shopping in a department store a few years ago, and I saw someone take something as an act of theft. Well, it was shoplifting. It was a man, and he put a watch in his pocket. And right after he did it, he caught my eye that he knew I saw. And he made a quick exit from the store. And I made a quick thought to say, God, please forgive this man. I don't know what's going on in his life, but you do. Please forgive him. He must have really needed that or he wouldn't have done it. And a few minutes later, I left the store in the shopping mall. And I saw this man out by a fairly beat up pickup truck. And he was leaning over the hood, just in agony, holding his head like, can anything else more go wrong? And I walked up to him. And he was really scared at first. I think he thought I was going to, he knew I'd seen him. He thought I was going to make an accusation. And I just said, are you in trouble? Can I help? And he just said, on top of everything else, he said, it's my son's birthday. I had nothing I could get my son. And on top of everything else, there's a flat tire on my truck. And I'm not going to make it to see my son tonight. And I said, hey, you have any friends you can call? He said, no, I pretty much burned all my friends off. And I said, well, you got one here. He looked relieved. I said, you know what? I subscribe to AAA, and I get 4 free bonuses a year. And I haven't used a single one of them. I'm going to call them and give you one of my bonuses. Let's call him and get someone out to change that tire for you. And I could see a tear rolling down his cheek. And he said, you would do that for me? And I said, well, sure. Wouldn't you do that for me? And this man started crying like a baby. He said, that's the problem. Nobody needs me. And I said, well, if I had a flat tire, I'd let you change it. And he just melted. And I said, okay, I'm going to go to my car, but you have some space, and I'm going to sit there with the air conditioner on until they come for you, because I'm going to have to show my card. But we're going to get that tire changed so you can get to your son's birthday party. And he just said, thank you so much, ma'am. Okay, now, I want to give you a little bit of refinement on the concept of love, not hurting love. Okay. Well, I instinctively knew not to hurt that man, and I wouldn't have done it anyway. Come to find out, what he was doing was all about love. He wanted to get something for his son. He didn't do it the right way, for sure, but there was love there. But what does work inside the mud of this earth is caring. Okay, I was showing caring for this man. Not love. I didn't pretend to love the man. I don't know him. I don't know him from Adam. Don't know anything about his background. Don't know his family. Don't know if he had a record or was probably unemployed, I would imagine, but maybe not. I don't know a thing about him. But I cared for him. He was my good Samaritan. He was my Samaritan, okay? And then I just asked him, well, wouldn't you do that for me? And he recognized caring. See, the thing is, caring is inside the mud. When we get to what most of the time we call love, it's a little bit above the mud. Love is what created the universe. It's what takes us up there. It's what reconnects us with God. And the angels are always there to pull us up to the level of love, where we can enjoy the energy of love and find in our heart a way to forgive. But down here in the mud, sometimes it's enough to care. Sometimes it's enough to care. And you know, you don't have to be just
in the gutter before somebody cares about you. You could just be who you are and let somebody care about you. Back in the days when it was like weeks before Larry passed, I went to have an appointment with my doctor in the city, and after it was all over, I was hoping I could go home. And I saw this restaurant, which you may recognize, you may have gone there, called the Cracker Barrel. And sometimes I like it because it reminds me of country Texas. And my family values and my mom's cooking and family reunions. And, you know, I thought, okay, I'm going to go have some apple pie. And I got in there and decided I'd have dinner and an apple pie. Well, I was sitting there by myself, and I must have looked just a little bit down. And there was a couple sitting with a little boy sitting at a table just a few feet away from me. Tables weren't real close in those days because we were still in the, you know, in the lockdown. But they had been looking over at me. And the man came over and he said, "I'm going to pick up your ticket today because I think you need a little touch of caring." And I mean, the tears rolled down my cheeks. I mean, I could feel that he felt me. And I can't begin to tell you how much that meant to me. And I just also want to take this moment to tell you how much I appreciate all of the care that all of you have given me. I felt every prayer. I felt your love to every degree. And I'm here for the rest of eternity for you. We are a family. We're a community. And some of us that we held very dear are now on the other side. They're out of the mud, but they're still here with us. I frequently feel Tony. I frequently feel Desmond and Jean and so many more that are just with the angels, but their love is everlasting. And so I just kind of felt that I needed to share this today because this is what the blessings are all about. It's about bringing the love of God into the mud where we can actually open ourselves and receive. If you think about it, if you're underwater, you breathe. You don't open your nose or your mouth unless you've got an air tank and a mask on. You just don't. Okay? Same with being under the mud. But there is a way. There is a way you can breathe underwater. A way you can breathe under the mud. And that is to just detach from all of these problems. This is the power of forgiveness. You just need to forgive it. Forgive it. It's not about first judging it and then saying, "That was so horrible, but I'm going to forgive you for it." You've just perpetuated the judgment. And that's not forgiving it. You just need to forgive it. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't, because we're all here under the mud. And God help us to do the best that we can. Each one of us, all the time. And I know every one of you here is doing the very, very, very best you can. So, I'm here for you, and we're gonna create some space around you. An opening where you are free to breathe. You're free to reach. You're free to open up to the blessings of Christ. And that's what it's all about. Okay. Well, I had been asked every now and then to offer a presentation. So this is the one for this month. And now we've still got time to hear from the community, and that's exactly what we're going to do. So we are going to open our community line and take some calls. Our question. Well, it's from someone at area code 808, and I don't have a name. I'm sorry, but...
Hi, my name's Diana. I live in Maui.
Hello, Diana.
Hi. Well, I would really love blessings for my transition. I'm moving from Maui to San Diego, and it's for school, my career change. And even though I've made the decision and gotten gears moving, I just have all this, like, self-doubt. And I know you said in your presentation a lot about self-created, which I take responsibility for, but I still would like to ask for divine guidance and basically just believing in myself and having
confidence. Of course.
My brain keeps torturing me. It's like the overthinking and the worries really driving
me.
Well,
you know, when you got to pack boxes, you're going to be walking in the mud.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. It just is. And it does, you made decisions from a high place, but then you had to get back down where you packed boxes. And so
that's
when you get back where?
Yeah. Oh, sorry, please continue.
I said you made the decision from a high place, but then you had to get back down to the level where you packed boxes and moved furniture.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so when you get back down to that level, we can all have lots of doubts. We can, because we can't see where we're going.
Exactly, yeah.
it's just the way it is. So this is why you need to stay in prayer. Make special time every day just to be with God. If you have a favorite angel that you can feel their presence, just ask your angel to be with you. And the best friend you have, that always see and hold the best for you, be with them. Accept their love and their care. Just remember my story about how important it is just to care for one another.
Yeah, I remember that. I think, well, I'm going to school to be a doctor, so I definitely want to bring that element of care to everything I do.
Of course.
I just can't stop worrying. I don't know what's up with me. Like, the anxiety.
It's the world. Really intense. You're not getting clear signals. That's it. You know,
uh-huh.
It's just the world.
Yeah,
so
I feel like I am past, like, a lot of what's going on in the collective daily, and it's a lot, and I just don't want to feel all of that. I just want to focus on my life sometimes.
Of course. Yeah. Well, I think most of us are in that place, my dear. And that's the way it is right now. You know, I would love to go back to 10 years ago. But what we've got to plan on is being down the road to where we get past this. We don't want to escape into the past, because then we'll have to walk through this again. We want to keep moving and move on the highest ground we can, where we're above the clouds. It's just like in an airplane. You could leave with rain on the ground, go through the clouds where there's thunder and lightning, and then pretty soon there's clear sky on a higher level. So use that as your parable.
Okay, I'm sure above it all.
I'm sure you've experienced that, and it's the way it is in all of life, Diane. It just is.
Okay, so can I just ask for a very specific blessing that my landlords don't mess with me when I move out, because they're kind of untrustworthy.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
I sure
so
will.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye. And let's see who's our next caller. Elizabeth. Hello, Elizabeth.
Hi, Glenda. I don't know what to say. Today's my birthday, and what
Happy
you
birthday.
Just said. Thank you so much. But what you just said was profound. It was like an answer to prayer for my birthday. It's the best gift I could have received. Everything you just said about forgiveness, forgiving all that's going on around us, and everything you said. Oh, my goodness, it feels like my heart chakra has just opened up. I'm here on the beach where I love, out in Long Island in New York, and just spending the day with nature. And now I get this wonderful gift, and I just wanted to ask for a blessing for my birthday, that I release all the outdated, old energy forms and ways of thinking, and it's forgiveness. I need to forgive everything, and you just told me what I needed to do. It was so on time. So thank you a million times, Glenda, for what you just said on the call. It's wonderful, and it's the best gift I could have, and with Yeshua's blessing to just help me move forward and live from the wisdom of my soul. That's what I'm trying to get, live in my soul more and more every day, so I can be in the service I need to do on this planet for the rest of my life, and I just want to walk in the light. And this is just another little thing that's come into my life that's going to help me. I know so much. So undying thanks to you. You've made my birthday. Thank you.
Amen. And again, blessed birthday. We will give you a special birthday blessing.
Thank you, Glenda.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know what I'd do without you. Some days, on the Sundays, you mean so much. You really have really meant so much over the years, and I'm hoping to get down there for the blessing seminar.
I hope you can too. I hope so.
Yes.
Thank you
so much. And the community and everyone who's prayed.
Yes.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay. Carolyn, we have Carolyn on the line. Hello, dear. You may need
Hello?
To unmute your own phone. Hello?
Hello?
We can't hear
Hello?
You. Hello?
Hello, this is Jerry.
Oh, that's Jerry. Okay, great.
Jerome.
Hi, Jerry.
Jerome, or Jerry.
I like Jerome because of what
okay,
it means.
Okay, I do too.
It
do
means
too.
Dwelling of God.
Yes, yes, yes. And so I would like to ask prayers for our country, for our current problem with our Supreme Court of the United States, a blessing for what they're doing to look for a different way than what they're doing for our country. And the Supreme Court wants to change something that's been with us for a long time, but with what they're doing now will affect all of us. And
yes, it will.
Will affect
it will.
The country. Yeah.
Yes. No.
Yeah. So
you don't want to do a heart transplant unless you've got another heart to put in its place.
Yeah. So a heart transplant for the United States Supreme Court and for the highest good of our country, for the highest good of the world.
Absolutely.
Yes, okay. I love you. I thank you.
Thank you, Jerome. And we are in union on that prayer and that blessing, and most definitely.
Good.
There are.
Thank you.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. It's a blessing, a blessing, a blessing.
Yeah. Well, I'm not hearing that laugh in your voice tonight, so you must be very, very concerned about this.
Yes, I'm very concerned because it will affect our country and the world, too. Yes.
It will.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. We have been a pillar of hope for the world, and we need to keep that strength.
Yes, we do. And thank you for all your hope, your love, your peace, and your joy with Yeshua in the universe, too.
Amen.
Gratitude.
Okay, there you go. Okay.
Okay.
Let's have faith. Let's keep that faith strong, Jerome.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Now, our next caller is, I think it's Eva, but there you
it
go.
It is. Oh,
okay.
Dear. It is. Yes, and I'll tell you, as some others did too, this message I needed to hear very badly. Are you there?
Yeah, I am.
Hello.
Well, that must be why
I wasn't sure if I pushed the wrong button on my phone or not. Okay.
No, you're fine. We hear you fine. I was just
listening.
Good.
Yeah.
You have my ears.
I had pushed the button and my screen saver went on, and I thought maybe I did something wrong. That's a big problem of mine. I always think I'm going to do something wrong. And that's what's been concerning me about my health, because they couldn't seem to get it fixed. And I was like, no, I don't know what to do. And the doctors didn't seem to know what to do either with my blood pressure. And now I'm seeing a kidney doctor tomorrow, which my doctor told me that oftentimes it's the kidneys more than the heart that causes high blood pressure.
This is true.
So anyway.
This is true.
Which I had never known that before. But anyway, and one of my health persons that was going to come and see me tomorrow, and she just called a little while ago and said she can't make it, and I really had some confidence in her. And I had seemed to have lost a lot of my confidence and depending on other people's expertise. And and she's encouraging me that that's, you know, I need to trust and believe that Jesus is there for me. And with all that was going on in the last year, just gave me the feeling that nobody's there. So that message was wonderful for me, and I'm sure for many others too. And there is a lot going on in the world, and sometimes I would think that I think I'm feeling all of this stuff, and the stuff that I don't like to feel. So I'm still asking for blessings to help me to trust in that greater power. And I love the message that Yeshua gave to you, and I'm just wanting that blessing for myself, that I can really trust and know that it all is well, and my life is going the way it's supposed to go. And so I just need to believe in that. So thank you for your blessings. Oh, and I wanted to say, I didn't get the blessing call the recording last time, and I've been having difficulty because I discontinued my one email. So if you could send me Tim's info, that would be helpful.
It wasn't recorded last time, so it was not your fault.
Oh, so it wasn't my email. Okay. But I have been having trouble getting into the blessing call with the new email, so I'd still like to have his number if you could do that for me.
Oh, well, sure. You just want me to send you Tim's number?
Yeah, just give me Tim's information so that I can get everything straightened out on one email, you know, all my spirit's things, which doesn't seem to be happening right now.
Okay.
So that'd be
all right. I will do that. Thank you.
But anyways.
Thank you.
Yeah,
Eva.
Thank you.
And God bless you.
And thanks.
And he will.
Yeah.
He will.
Yeah.
Stay connected. Stay connected. That's
yeah, that's what I'm working on, but sometimes I have difficulty with
okay.
that. So I want it to become easier, and I know things aren't always easy, and I just have to accept that and forgive. So thank you.
Yeah.
Hello, this is Caroline.
Hello, Caroline.
I've been thinking about last week's call. You spoke about the reason we discuss things as a community is that the things that we need to hear come through other people. And I'd like a blessing for those of us, myself, that want to make sure we hear what we need to hear and don't dismiss it.
Oh, good. Good. That's a good request. You know, and in response to, your question, comment, I'd like to just present something for everyone's awareness. Have you ever noticed that when you are, thinking and acting and believing on a higher level, you feel more in union with everyone else? When you feel hurt, when you're hurting, when you're confused, when you're lacking in confidence, you feel quite alone. Okay, there's a scale, there's a gradient scale there, and it has to do with how deeply you're into the mud. When you're into the mud, you can't, I'm going to stop saying you, but a person. When mm-hmm. a person is into the mud, most of the time, that person can't even open their eyes. You get mud in your eyes. Or if you could, you couldn't see very far. You feel very, that person in the mud feels very disconnected. As a person comes a little bit more out of the mud into water, let's say, he still may not be able to see very far, but you can start seeing a little bit of light. And then you come above the water, and you can look around. And then you get up on a hilltop, and not only do you look around, you can see very far. So, and as you see very far, you feel very connected to people who are living in a city 10 miles away, which you didn't feel when you were in the mud. So it is a natural phenomena, everybody. It's a natural phenomena. When you're in the mud, you feel very, very alone. And that compounds the problem. So what's the solution? All right. The solution is get connected. And that starts washing the mud off. And it may not feel like love at first, the love you'd maybe like to most feel, like finding your true love, but it could be someone just helping you out, someone bringing some information you needed, something that's caring about you, that's leading you in a better direction. So we reach out. We reach for one another. And let me tell you something. God talks to us through other people because he doesn't expect us to be looking for him when we're in the mud. He's going to come to us through other people. He's going to come to us through circumstances, opportunity, even plants and animals. And you've probably heard at times, I think I've said this more than a few times, you know, there's a flood happening and people are stranded on a house. And someone comes by in a boat and says, come on, get in the boat. I'll take you to safe ground. They said, no. I want God to come and get me. Well, you might drown staying here on the house. Now go away. Help somebody else. God is going to help me. Well, the waters rise a little bit higher, and somebody comes by in a helicopter and sends a ladder down and grab the ladder. And, no, God's going to come and pull me out. And you don't take the ladder. And they say, look, you're really maybe taking your own life by refusing this help. No, God's going to come. And then finally, the water gets up to their feet, and they scream. And finally, somebody hears them, comes back with a helicopter and the ladder, says, will you please take the ladder? Yes, thank you. Okay. He goes up and says, I thought God was going to come and get me. And the helicopter pilot said, God sent me. And that's the point I'm trying to get across, is that God talks to us through circumstances, other people, other situations, opportunities, and offerings. Don't expect Gabriel to come in front of you with a golden light, wave a wand, and say, oh, you're all fixed, you're out of here. Because we were brought into this world to walk through this world. And so we're going to get out of it with the help of other people who are walking through this world with us. So let's love one another. As a matter of fact, that was the second of the great commandments. Only two commandments Yeshua left us with, and one was to love God with all our heart, mind, and soul, and the other is to love one another. That's it. Because we're not going to get out of this world without walking through it. That's it. And when our time is over, then that helicopter pilot's going to come with a ladder, and he's going to say, finally, will you take the ladder? And we'll say, oh, thank you, God, for sending this man. Now, I'm being a little facetious, I know. But some things just need to have a light touch because we take things harder than we need to when really we need to just be receiving help in every way it comes to us. So, Carolyn, thank you for asking for that and pointing that out to everybody on the call because there's so many ways that God has been trying to help each one of you. And you look past it because it wasn't quite impressive enough or glorious enough, or it didn't inspire your confidence a little, as strong as maybe it should have. But it was there. It's always there. We just have to open our, like Yeshua said, he said, open your ears and listen. Open your eyes and see. It's all there. It's all there, my friends. So, the answers are there. Well, thank you for your question, Carolyn. That was great. And we're almost out of time, and several more people on the call, so I'm going to move on. We have Stormy next. Hello, Stormy.
Yes, I wish to give a quick blessing into this theme that I'd already thought about, and it is to go see a movie called A Boy Named Sailboat. This movie explains, and what happens in the movie when this boy sings and you just hear one note, the people experience the peace that passes all understanding. And this is what happens many times when I sing one note or whether I perform some music and people experience the peace that passes all understanding. And I wish to give blessings that I'm a part of this.
You are. You're a very beloved part of it, Stormy. And we thank you for the blessings that you offer, not just on Sunday, but through the week. And whenever your heart is moved to do so. So we all love you, Stormy, and always look forward to hearing from you on Sunday. So we're going to take your blessing and move on to another Caroline. Hello, Carolyn.
Hi. Thank you so much for that amazing presentation at the beginning of the call. It was really deep and just so moving. Don't know what to say. I can't put it into words. First, I'd like to ask a couple of blessings today. The first is for my dear friend Steve Borish, who was in hospital with COVID. He is supposedly coming out today. But he's an older gentleman, and I really, a very loving, kind man, and I would like Yeshua to help him recover and get his strength back. So that's the first blessing.
Okay, he's on my list.
Yeah. And then the second blessing is that I've been having some side effects because I was taking a hormone medication at the wrong dosage. I made a mistake, and I would like a blessing for all of those to be temporary and go away soon. So that's the second blessing. It's more of a health thing. And then the final thing is that I've been having neck problems and neck pain, and it would be wonderful if Yeshua could help that go away. It's an occasional problem, but when it comes, it's kind of painful. So those are the three things. Thank you so much, and blessings to everybody, and happy birthday to Elizabeth. I hope I'll be able to see
yeah.
you guys during the seminar. So that would be wonderful.
Oh, I hope you can come. I look forward to meeting you and being with you and sending blessings out to the world.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. We are going to open up our next line, and that is to Christopher. Okay. Christopher, let's focus on what you want for a blessing, because you and I could just talk for hours.
Hello. This is not... I think I've been unmuted, but I'm Tina.
Oh, hi, Tina.
Hi.
Hi. I thought it was Christopher, but welcome, Tina. It's good to hear your voice.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm here, and it's great to hear your voice. And I was really speechless for a while after your presentation today. It resonates with me in so many levels, you know, everything. I wanted to express gratitude first, you know, about the blessings we've received, you know, my family and I, and how incredible my trip went to Germany. It was just, Yeshua's presence was just everywhere, you know, and everything was just flowing. And sometimes it didn't, but then it did later, you know. It's like in surprises that, just so divine. I'm just so grateful. It's just so wonderful to be in tune, you know, when blessings come, blessings work, and even sometimes I feel like they don't, but in the end, they always do, you know.
They always do.
So,
yeah.
So thank you. And I've been also feeling like being in the mud, you know. I've been sick. When I came back, I got sick, and a lot of things happened. It was crazy. And then I just don't see the light, you know, and I know from experience it will come again. But then if I don't see it, you know, it takes time sometimes.
Sometimes, you know, we need to be patient, you know.
Yeah, but I'm feeling better, so I'm grateful about that too. And I want to ask for continuing blessings. And also I want to say that my greatest blessing has been to become a blessing giver. You know, that was my greatest blessing to feel
that
calling.
And,
you know, and since then, and also after I felt better, after getting healthy again, conveying blessings again, it's always when I'm not feeling well, I always feel like I can't do it. Even that's not true, but I feel just unworthy. I feel the mud. I'm identifying with the mud when I see it. And
I know. I've been there.
I do it anyways, and it works still, because Yeshua doesn't see me muddy, you know, and the intention is enough.
You know, some people pay a lot of money to go and have a mud bath. for a spa treatment, but for the most part, living in the mud is not a good experience. It's not a good experience.
But there's even more synchronicity. I just can't believe my sister just told me about this lake that it's muddy, but it's very natural and it's very healthy, and she gets it for free, and there's not so many people. And, you know, it's just so fun, all those synchronicities. Even you meant it in a different way, but it's just everywhere, you know. It's crazy. It's so beautiful, too. So, I want to ask for ongoing blessings for my daughter, Sarah. She needs it in many ways, but I'm also grateful that she's already received blessings as well. Yeah, and so I'm... And I also want to ask, actually, for a blessing myself. I'm experiencing a lot of pain after eating, and, you know, there's just something not right with my liver, I think, or gallbladder, and I really have to go to the bottom. I cannot just have so much pain and not knowing what's going on. So I really ask for a blessing to find a doctor that I trust that will guide me through changes that I gotta make with my diet and lifestyle. Are you still there?
Pardon me. Hello, everyone. I'm so sorry. I had a message come through and accidentally stopped the call when I deleted the message.
Oh.
But I am back with you now. And, Tina, it was really great hearing from you, and you're in my heart, and we'll remember you in our blessings today. Unfortunately, we do have to move on just to hear from everybody on the call. We have Christopher.
No, me, Glenda.
Yeah. Hi, Christopher. Okay.
Hi.
How can we bless you today?
Same as what everybody else said, I'm so grateful for the message about forgiveness, and it really validates. I work with people who are trying to make change in the world, and there's a big airplane flying right over my head. So just 1 second. Okay. And I love what you said about forgiveness. In my work with this group this week, this organization I'm working with, I kept feeling like forgiveness was the first step in order for them to move forward, to expand, to go to the next place. They all think about strategy. How are we going to do it? you kind of have to let go of what you're holding on to first. So thank you for that. And I ask a blessing for all my clients and all the leaders of the world who are striving to make change, positive change in the world. Understand the crucial key. Personal blessing. I'm really enjoying being in the world, and being of service in the world. And I'm also sometimes feeling a little bit, wish I could have some more deeper communion with God and Yeshua during the week. So I just want a special blessing for, to have a visitation from him again, or to just to have a deeper communion this week as I'm going about my work. Thank you.
Okay. Great. Just ask for it.
Yes. Thank you.
That's a good start. Okay, Christopher, many blessings to you. And we will remember you in our prayers.
Thank you.
All right.
Bless you.
And Sarah, I think, no.
Hello?
Hello? And
hi.
Who are we speaking with?
This is Christine.
Oh, hi, Christine.
And this is my first time to call in. First, I want to thank you for the service that you provide to humanity. It's so important. And I actually heard about you many years ago. I was given your book by a dear friend, and she told me about the Christ, this blessing line in 2013, and I was just dealing with a lot of anxiety and depression all these years, and still am. And I just knew it was good, but I just couldn't focus on finishing reading your book, so I'm in the process now, and I'm really loving it, and it's speaking to my heart, and I thank you. Thank you. I'm so sorry. The conference calls are kind of awkward sometimes. Forgive me. I would really love if you could send a blessing to our family. We just lost my dad. He was freed this week from the shackles of his weakened heart, and our family is wallowing through a lot of uncertainty, and I want to be able to open my heart and my mind so that I can hear him, and I don't know how to do that at this point, but I need to do that. I hope that that you can help me do that. Just at least, you know, that's my blessing request, and just to hold us in the light and help us to realize the guidance that's being offered to us.
What's your dad's name?
Charles Daniel Pfeffer.
Okay. Charles Daniel, we want to hear from you. We want to be where you are. So come and lift your daughter up, okay? He's fine. He's fine. And just ask for the connection and it will happen. Probably in your sleep more than in your waking at first, because we don't know how to connect with those who are not in the mud anymore. We define our lives pretty much by what kind of mud we wear. It's true. I mean, it really, really is true. You know?
Yeah.
I was looking at an advertisement from a doctor, really, I mean an MD, that offers some, I wouldn't say cosmetic products in the sense of face makeup, but cosmetic in the sense of restorative to the face. And he had a mud mask, and on the checkout, there was this box, what color would you like your mud to be? All of a sudden, that just flashed across my mind as something really funny to say, because I think when we incarnate, they may ask us, what color would you like your mud to be?
My dad appreciated good jokes. So maybe
I kind of got the feeling maybe he created that one. Okay, dear. Well, it's so nice to have you on the call, and I hope you come again frequently. Whenever you feel the calling, we'll be here
Thank
for you.
Thank you. Okay.
Bye-bye for now. And we take on Sarah, and then we get into our blessing. Hello, Sarah.
Aloha, Glenda and beloved community. I just want to say that I love you so much, and I want to ask for a blessing for my family's continued healing from the loss, the transition of my beloved mother, Kathy Walton. And I'm about to go back to Massachusetts, to the Berkshires, for visiting my dad and family. And so, yeah, just blessings for our family to continue to heal, and blessings for all who mourn.
Okay. And for you too, dear.
Thank you.
You're a very, very sweetheart.
Aww.
Lovely desserts in life. Okay. Well, everybody, we have now finished our Q&A session. We're gonna go to a silent mode. Okay. So I just want you to take a deep breath. Let all the cares go away for now. For now. No matter how serious the cares may be, no matter how much you're worried about it, for now, let it go. Just your ability to see a break in the flow, a break in the worry, a break in the anxiety, a break in the concern, will help you to listen, just look, to feel, and to seek resolutions that really make a difference, that really count, and add up to a positive step forward for you in life. Just pause. Put everything on pause for right now. I want you to focus on your breath. And one of the breaths that I really like the most is the four square breath, because it doesn't require any special protocol. You don't have to be in a lotus position or a stretching position or anything that would challenge your attention. See, the thing is, we can learn to put our bodies in different positions that are good for breathing, and I don't say they're not. I don't disagree with that. But the thing is, when we put our attention on something other than our breath, then our attention is not on our breath. And I like this because your attention is just on your breath. You're just going to count four, and it's your four, not mine. So you don't have to think, well, okay, is she going to do two or three now? It's your four. It can be slow or fast. It can be incredibly quick, like a bunny rabbit. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4. Or it can be like a turtle. 1, 2, 3, 4. Whatever it is, you're going to exhale to the count of four, knowing that you've given your breath into the world. And then you're going to pause to account to the same count of four, whatever it was for you, to let your breath be received. Then you're going to count to your four to bring the breath back in. A new breath, a fresh breath, that is a gift back to you. And you're going to hold it to a count of four, your count of four.
to really absorb it and take it into your body, your heart, your soul, your thoughts. Just hold it. Then you go through the cycle again. And do this while I offer my prayer to Yeshua, inviting him in. And yes, he's already here, but he asked for us to invite him in. Why? Because when we send out an invitation, we open the door. It's part of the mechanics of how you receive. And I'm going to ask for you in the beginning. And then, while the blessing givers and I conduct the energy of the blessing, you're going to be asking through a prayer. You're going to be in your prayer where you ask for everything you want, need, and hope for. So it's very simple. Yes, he's already there, but we have to ask in order to receive. I'll ask for you, then I turn it over to you while we accelerate the inflow, directing it toward you or toward those you have asked for on our blessing list. So let us begin now. Let's do our breath. Dear Yeshua, we thank you for being there always. When we call upon you, when we ask for your help, your guidance, your love, or your healing, we know you're there. And sometimes we don't have the courage to really ask. But we're asking now. Because we have people in our community who really need your touch of love. Who really need a hug from you. Your confidence that all is well and all will be well. We ask for a world that is hurting. And it's hurting so badly, it could make some stupid decisions. Protect us from our stupidity, our impatience, our panic. And comfort us from our hurting, that we may know that we have within us, from the gift of God, the power to heal and the power to walk forward. Being all that we are, the best that we are, children of God. I now ask that you be with all of our blessing givers and with me, that in the surrender of all attitudes, the openness of our heart and our mind, we simply conduct the power of the Holy Spirit, your love, and the grace of God to everyone who is seeking to receive. In your name, we ask all of these things. Amen. Blessing givers, let us begin. Amen. Amen. And amen. Your blessing has been given. Now, it's for you to continue receiving. So start by resting, just being quiet, allowing your mind and your heart to be a blank slate, a whiteboard upon which the gifts of God may be written. Bye-bye for now, and I look forward to seeing you again next week. God bless.